Now, she is and has been for decades one of the most famous pop stars in the world. But Britney Spears has been speaking before a judge in Los Angeles, California, arguing passionately against the control she says her father has over her life under a court-ordered conservatorship. Free Britney protesters gathered outside the courtroom, while inside, by video link, Ms. Spears argued against the controls over her life for the past 13 years and the pressure that she's endured.
Free Britney!
When do we want it?
Now!
I will be honest with you, I haven't been back to court in a long time because I don't think I was heard on any level when I came to court the last time. I brought four sheets of paper in my hands and wrote in length what I had been through the last 4 months before I came there. The people who did that to me should not be able to walk away so easily. I'll recap. I was on tour in 2018, I was forced to do. My management said, if I don't do this tour, I will have to find an attorney.
Ms. Spears, I hate to interrupt you, but my court reporter is taking down what you're saying.
Okay.
And so you have to speak a little more slowly.
Of course, yes. Okay,
and
I apologize, great.
And make a record of everything you're saying.
Okay.
Sure.
Recap. I was on tour in 2018. I was forced to do. My management said, if I don't do this tour, I will have to find an attorney. And by contract, my own management could sue me if I didn't follow through with the tour. He handed me a sheet of paper as I got off the stage in Vegas and said I had to sign it. It was very threatening and scary. And with the conservatorship, I couldn't even get my own attorney. So out of fear, I went ahead and I did the tour. When I came off that tour, a new show in Las Vegas was supposed to take place. I started rehearsing early, but it was hard because I'd been doing Vegas for 4 years and I needed a break in between. But no, I was told this is the timeline and this is how it's going to go.
And that's just a short extract from some of the audio that emerged online of Britney Spears' testimony to Judge Brenda Penny at that Los Angeles courtroom hearing into the conservatorship, the court-ordered conservatorship that gives her father considerable control over her life. Suzanne Keane is the editor of RTE Entertainment Online. It was stunning after all this time to hear Britney Spears in her own words, wasn't it, Suzanne?
Absolutely. And I think once her fans, her Free Britney fans, heard what she was saying, you know, they had years have said Britney is in trouble. She needs help. But Britney herself in her testimony yesterday said, the world, I was happy, but I was saying, and everything that the Free Britney movement has been saying for years. She went on to tell the court, you know, that she'd been hated against her will, she'd been hospitalized, she'd been stopped from seeing her kids, she wasn't even allowed, you know, get kitchen cabinets.
And they really were dramatic claims, Suzanne, in terms of, you know, being forced to use contraception when she wants to have another baby, made take medications she doesn't want, made work on a punishing schedule that she called abusive.
Absolutely. And as I was saying, she said she told the world she was happy, but she's not. She confirmed last night she's lonely. She doesn't want to live this life. She wants her life back, that she's worked so hard throughout her life. And she feels she hasn't done anything wrong to deserve what is happening to her now. So it was absolutely bombshell stuff that came out of the courthouse yesterday.
What was her demeanour in the video link, from judging from the audio?
I think she sounded very put together. It sounded like a prepared statement that she had put together, but I think it was a surprise to hear how coherent she was and how well she spoke and how passionate she was. And it was, you could also hear the sadness in her voice that she's living this life that she absolutely doesn't want to live, that she feels trapped and that she really, really does feel alone and that there's nobody standing up for her.
So that's Britney Spears' side of the story. Who else will give evidence to the court?
Well, Jamie Spears is her father, and he has been overseeing her life, or her financial affairs and her personal life, for the past 13 years. So as part of her testimony last night, Britney actually said, you know, she feels the people who've been in charge of this conservatorship should be in jail. But it really, what happens now, it'll be, according to law in the US, it'll be a team of medical advisors who decide whether she should be allowed free from this conservatorship. Britney is asking that she's not evaluated again medically because she feels she's given so much. She's done so much therapy. She's going you know, three times a week to therapy. She's been evaluated. She's been on retreat. She's been in rehab. And she does not want to be re-evaluated again. So it's the judge now who has to decide. She has petitioned the court, Brittany, to be freed from it. And it is the judge now who decides what happens going forward.
And do we know when that decision will be or likely to be?
There is another court date scheduled for July 14th, but the talk is we'll have to wait and see at this stage. We don't know exactly whether it will be decided on that date or it will be further down the line.
All right, Suzanne Keane, editor of RTE Entertainment Online. Thank you very much indeed for that.